If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that drop into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
To today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolosino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Nico.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi. Termasuk di Maumere,
indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere, Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Lio and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families.
How is the preliminary process before the wedding? What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari ketika.
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiah. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or reject the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is Widin Wain Gahar Poar Banuna, which means a long feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then usually the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is Maiwa Takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the beliefs with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the beliefs is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the belief is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boy's bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Belis, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
kenapa kembali ku mengingatmu? Seperti aku bisa merasakan getaran jantung dan langkah kakimu. Kemana ini akan membawaku?
Harus bisa, bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa, bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua, semua telah nyisama. Walau kau tahu dia pun merasakannya. Harus tahan. Dengar kau bernyanyi. Kau tahu, kau tahu rasaku juga rasamu. Harus bisa, bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa, bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua, semua terlalu sama. Walau kau tahu
Connor presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024 and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. This song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or envious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Tak ada yang tak ada itu. Program has been running since January 2025. Yeah, It is a new program in this period. This is the priority program from Mr. Prabowo Subianto, our president, of course. And this is very, very important to our students in Indonesia because our president want to improve the quality of our students and our nutrition for all students in Indonesia. This is also to decrease the stunting numbers in Indonesia. I think it's very, very good program and very, very appreciate for President Prabowo. And this program has multi-layered effects, not only in terms of good nutrition, but also the growth of economy in grassroots. Local resources such as agriculture and livestock products local will be used in this program. This program also hopefully will encourage economic revival rural, because we have so many products, local products from many
sekian lama ku memendam rasa ini terlalu dalam berat hatiku menahan sejenak sedikit waktu berarti beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang isi hati.
Bila kau terima aku akan mencoba mengajak kau
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Here's quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom father respected by both allies and enemies. He was known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia.
Selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar. bulan atau dua bulan kemudian kalau tidak salah itu langsung pandemi, langsung drop sekali.
Aduh, ngangkat barang pun tidak ada, mana barang nak diangkat tidak ada.
That's the real condition that the court at the Anticon State Cross Border passed during the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic that has hit the whole world, including Indonesia, has destroyed conditions of the local economy. According to Victorious Dunan, administrator of the Anticon State Cross Border Pass, the COVID-19 pandemic has made the activities at the PLBN, including home street and market facilities, which had just been handed over from the Ministry of Public Works, immediately dropped.
Yes,
at that time, we temporarily handed over from the Ministry of Public Works. Just 1 or 2 months before the pandemic dropped immediately. Even though we have done everything to accommodate those who have the ability, have skills in service businesses, especially trade. So there were 178 at that time who had started their businesses, but because of the pandemic, it is over. The pandemic has also affected the movement of people through the crossing that connects Indonesia and Malaysia. If before the pandemic, the number could reach hundreds of thousands of people, then now, how many people passed during the peak of the pandemic? 2019, around 300,000. 2020, during the pandemic, it was far down to around 60,000. And 2021, when the peak, it was fall again to about 27,000. The decrease in the number of people crossing the gates of the State Cross Border Pass, or PLBN Anticon, was certainly very impactful for those who seek sustenance from the trade sector of the transportation, or the transportation of goods of the people who pass through the cross border pass, including Leah, a food stall owner, and Suryani, a porter in the post area. Before it was a bit lacking, it was quiet, but now, thanks God, it's pretty good. It used to be one day, sometimes we made no income, sometimes tens of thousands. But now, since the border gate has been opened a bit, thanks God, we made some money. We work sometimes at home, sometimes we work hard, sometimes we work in the garden. We didn't even have anything to pick up here. Yes, we didn't have things to pick up. Now, thanks God, there are a few. Since April 1st, 2022, the border gate has been open. However, according to Victor, those who want to pass must meet several requirements. National border crossing activities have been open since April the 1st. The two bilateral countries, Indonesia and Malaysia, have normally opened the borders. However, with the requirements at that time, PCR, antigen, and so on, and they had to download My Sejahtera in Malaysia. For Indonesia, they had to download Peduli Lindungi. Along with the normal opening of the crossing gates, the number of people entering and leaving the territory of Indonesia began to show an increasing trend. Victor predicted the number could exceed 100,000 people.
Ini trennya meningkat terus, Pak.
This trend continues to increase, sir. Until the month of June alone, there are more than 30,000. And this trend will continue to increase, maybe until the end of the year. Yes, the predictions will be back to around 100,000 to 150,000 for 2022. With a fairly large number of porters, while the volume of goods to be transported is still limited, according to Suryani, a female porter who is more than half a century old, she only gets 2 to 3 times delivering goods with her cart. That depended on people giving us goods, sometimes twice, sometimes 3 times, it's not too many, because there were many porters here. For us, the porter, sometimes there are those who give us 5 ringgit, sometimes those who send serving give us 10 ringgit. Even in rupiah, there are 10,000, 20,000, and 30,000, so we are not good at asking, depending on the person giving. The Antikong State cross-border post has started to get busy again. This certainly give hope to the traders and porters at the border, including Leah and Yari.
Harapan saya sih untuk
my hope is for all border areas. The hope is the same as before this COVID happens. We hope that the economy should be developed again. The business is starting again. We are at the border respect from Malaysia. Our income is from there. So we live in around the cross border respect the income from there. If the flow of people stops, so we are here, will not have income. Income is from within.
Kalau kedepannya insya Allah lah, mungkin gulingan waktu.
In the future, God willing, maybe it will be our turn from time to time. Or people who come from Malaysia, or people who enter Malaysia. Malaysians who come to our place, they often ask for help from us. We are openly happy. If it is our sustenance, it will stop. Even though it is a little, but we are still grateful.
Thank you.
Zimbabwe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup. listeners, thank you for tuning in on Indonesia Today. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. And that was a song by Mulan Jamila with Ya Allah or Oh God. So stay tuned on voice.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application.
Famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it tastes heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of a cake which is made from flour, coconut water and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Newsline. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono received a visit from his Timor Leste counterpart, Bendito dos Santos Freitas, to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation and ensure that the partnership provides concrete benefits. Sugiono said in a statement released on Monday, number of cooperation topics were discussed during the meeting, including strengthening economic partnerships, resolving border issues, and supporting Timor-Leste's full membership in the ASEAN.
Indonesia's Marine Affairs. Indonesia's Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry continues to develop innovative strategies to support marine conservation and national food security by ensuring the sustainability of fishery resources and the welfare of coastal communities. It was stated by the Ministry Secretary of the Directorate General of Marine and Marine Space Management, Kusdiantoro, in a statement on Monday. The Ministry is pursuing the small-scale fisheries impact-bound and outcome-based financing scheme involving private investors to support strengthening the economy of coastal communities while achieving national conservation and food security targets. That was Newsline.
about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and